Okay, so somebody said it's because this is Good Shepherd Sunday that everybody can just act like sheep and follow along behind, look for the cross and follow along behind. Okay, so here's our explanation for how this ritual came about. The Bishop's Commission on Climate Change of the Diocese of Los Angeles came up with this way to recognize Earth Day. The Sunday before. They are inviting congregations, schools, institutions, and individuals to commemorate Earth Day with bell ringing, prayer, or a meditation for a symbolic 7 minutes, 8 seconds, equivalent to 425 seconds. And this is the symbolic thing. 425 represents the present level of CO2 as parts per million in Earth's atmosphere. The highest in millions of years. As a significant greenhouse gas, scientists warn that this intense concentration of CO2 has severe impacts on global temperature, sea levels, and is a key contributor to the climate crisis. By ringing our church bells in alarm and moving as an Episcopal community in prayer, meditation, and action, we are responding to the charge of the House of Bishops during the 80th General Convention in 2022, who wrote, "Confronting climate change and environmental degradation has never been more urgent. As members of the Episcopal Church, we are committed in baptism to resist evil, seek God's will, treat all people with dignity, and strive for justice and peace. Living into these promises, we must face the climate crisis for the sake of love of God and neighbor. We, God's faithful, are called to share the hope that will empower change." And so, for those of us who are not ringing bells, this walk will be in silence and in prayer. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for all of creation. We ask your forgiveness where we have failed to be just stewards. And we now ask for your guidance in restoring the face of the earth. May we learn to live in harmony, safety, and just sharing of resources among all, so that we achieve the kingdom of God. With the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the first letter of John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. Hear what that Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. As we approach tomorrow's commemoration of Earth Day, I'm thinking of the words of Stephen Charleston, former Bishop of Alaska and a citizen of the Choctaw Nation. He recently wrote on Facebook, "For my ancestors, spirituality was a matter of thinking globally and acting locally. The visionary wisdom of indigenous people looks out into the vastness of time and space. And yet, as mystical as they may be, indigenous traditions are rooted deeply into a particular place with a particular people. They are local and they are daily, that transformative context where the sacred becomes a way of life." There are many voices today urging us to focus on the particulars of place, including an ecological movement known as bioregionalism. The challenge for us as Christians is to make the necessary links between the teachings of our faith and these voices and movements. Understanding the theological dimensions of the local and the daily is becoming more and more urgent in a world where, in spite of our deep biological connectedness, we often feel more disconnected from one another and the world around us than can possibly be good for us or for the planet. Thomas Merton, the great contemplative monk, talked about the dream of separateness, meaning dream not as an ideal or an aspiration, but as in something false or illusory. He urged us to wake up from that dream, and his voice sounds more prophetic now than ever. All of this comes to mind for me when I think about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Shepherds must have intensely specific and local knowledge of their landscape and of the creatures in their care. Jesus compares the intimate knowledge that a shepherd has to the kind of knowledge that God has of each of his creatures. As he says, "I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." God is the one who counts every hair on our head, who knows and grieves the death of every sparrow. God is the one to whom all hearts are open and all desires known. And Jesus is telling us that that is how a good shepherd ought to know his or her sheep, or at least try. And of course, the knowing is mutual, working in both directions, Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know him, recognizing his voice and not being taken in by the shallow, fleeting care of the hired hand. I'm not sure I can fully imagine that level of knowing God, but I do think it starts with simple steps like prayer and worship, making time for quiet and solitude and reflection. And like all relationships, it benefits from careful attention and attentiveness. Often we do not notice God's presence and movement in our lives until after the fact, perhaps when prompted by a change in circumstance, something that bumps us out of our regular routine. And yet it's also true that we so often fail to notice much of the world we inhabit, busy and distracted, anxious and exhausted, as so many of us are so much of the time. In today's epistle, we are urged to love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. This is a great way to explain what we often just call in an abstract way, love of neighbor. But it is also the love exhibited by the Good Shepherd, the kind of love that we are called to emulate in our lives. Surely this love must include how we treat the earth, the planet on which all our lives depend in such an absolute and irreducible way. Love based in truth and expressed in action, that takes knowledge. After all, if we think about loving our neighbor, we have to first know our neighbor to know what is best for them and how best to love them. So by extension, to know how to behave in a way that is best for our planet, we need to know our planet. And so we come back around again to this mutual knowing and intimacy that Jesus exemplifies for us. The thing is, though, that getting to know our planet is a big ask. Really, where would you start? As an individual gains critical scientific or technological expertise, you often see how their field gets narrower and narrower. And many of us aren't experts in these fields at all, just concerned amateurs, people who love the world God created and want to see it thrive for future generations. So rather than be intimidated and overwhelmed by the challenges that face us, I'm going to ask us to consider taking a step back and thinking locally even before we think globally. Nothing can replace truly local knowledge, which can only be gained through time, attention, and caring, or what some of us dare to call love. Start close in, as the poet David White famously said. Start close in, giving your full attention to what is around you, and then fill in the gaps of your knowledge by learning about your watershed, about native plants and animals, about the quality of your soil. As I always say when I'm trying to explain what land-based ministry is, it is our responsibility to learn both the history and the current reality of the land where we live, work, and worship. Last Sunday, I spoke about the importance of the body in Christian theology, which, after all, is centered on the incarnation, the singular event when the fullness of God took on human form. And more, I think the incarnation should shape not only how we understand the human body, but how we understand the earth and our responsibility to it. It is a relationship of stewardship, yes, but also of shepherding love. I find no better words for this connection I'm trying to make here than those of John O'Donohue, who wrote, "It is such a privilege to be embodied. You have a relationship to place through the body, So it is no wonder that humans have always been fascinated by place. Place offers us a home here. Place offers us a home here. Jesus arrived in the world in a particular body, at a particular time, in a particular place, as do we all. He got to know that place intimately by walking it day after day, living off whatever it had to offer him, fishing from its waters and eating food that was grown, harvested, and prepared by people he knew. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, showed us that it is not just a privilege to be embodied, it is a holy thing, an unearned gift that belongs equally to every living being. The practices that will lead us safely through the valley of the shadow of death we are facing have been modeled for us by Jesus, who continues to accompany us on our journey. These transformative practices are local and daily. They are mundane as bread and wine, and yet as transcendent as a taste of heaven and a glimpse of salvation. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, eternal Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the revealing of the reign of God in the world, now and always.
Creator of earth, sea, and sky, kindle the fire of your spirit within us that we may be bold to heal and defend the earth, and pour your blessing upon all who work for the good of the planet. We offer our thanks for the beauty of our local habitat and all who dwell in it, and ask that you grant us the wisdom and will to conserve it. O God, our shepherd and guide,
hear our prayer.
Lover of all you have made, we thank you for the wondrous diversity of your creatures, and we pray for their well-being. May your church truly come to embody and embrace the wisdom of the Incarnation, loving all creatures as you have loved us. O God, our shepherd and guide,
hear our prayer.
Source of life, heal and redeem the wounds of your creation, and visit the places and people who suffer from our indifference, neglect, and greed. Wise Creator, whose works are full of mystery, give us wonder and appreciation for your creatures with whom we find ourselves in conflict. O God, our shepherd and guide,
hear our prayer.
Giver of all good gifts, awaken us daily to our dependence upon your bounty, and make us always thankful for the abundance of your blessings. Receive our gratitude for places of restoration and healing, and continue to bless those places that feed our lives and spirits. O God, our shepherd and guide,
hear our prayer.
Divine physician, heal our communities, especially those where neglect, greed, or violence inflict suffering upon people and other creatures. Comforter of all the earth, sustain the people of this congregation who desire or need your presence and help. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, especially Gaza and Ukraine. We pray for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, Michael L., Garda J., Carol G., Mary H., Susan and Jim W., Lenine B., Susan, David S., Doug and Joanne W., Mark B., Nicholas B., and Kathy W. I invite you to add your own intercessions at this time, either silently or aloud.
O God, our shepherd and guide, hear our prayer. Rock and refuge of all your creatures, receive into everlasting mercy all those who have died, and comfort all who mourn.
We pray for the repose of the soul of Jim West, and for his family and friends who mourn.
O God, our shepherd and guide, hear our prayer.
Eternal God, the light of all who know you, come and fill our hearts with your love. Help us speak when many keep silent. Help us stand for what is right when many sit in indifference. Increase our faith and courage until your kingdom comes and heaven and earth rejoice together in glory. Through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements. We have a vestry member here to help guide us through our yellow sheet.
Hi, I'm Ben Eustace Guthrie. I am the token young person of their 20s on the vestry. Well, no longer token. Anthony's joined me as well. But so for announcements this morning, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, our choir is going to be performing a bluegrass mass with some outside musicians who are joining us as well. I'm getting some previews of this as my wife, Sarah, has been rehearsing at home, and I think it's going to be a very good concert. And next weekend, we are going to have the Fearless Faith Revival in Sacramento and Roseville. So this is where they have some outside speakers and preachers. St. Martin's is going to have a workshop there talking about our efforts to become a zero carbon church. And we're still looking for a few more volunteers. If we could have anyone who'd like to be there to just show people around the exhibit, please talk to Pamela about that. Also this week, the church office is going to be closed on Monday for a planned power outage, so you'll not be able to get in touch with them physically then. And on any other upcoming events, you can keep an eye on the church calendar on the website. Is there anything else I need to highlight?
Oh, I guess I should say that although the office is closed tomorrow, my office hours will be outside, so I'll still be around, at least in the afternoon. And I was thinking about this afternoon's concert, And in Missouri, when I lived there for 12 years, people would ask about an event. Now, is this an invitation-only thing, or is it y'all come? And this is definitely a y'all come. Everyone should feel free. If you have the time, please, I hope you can make the effort to be here this afternoon at 4. It is free. We'll have a very simple reception afterward, and it's just a wonderful time to be together and enjoy this great music that I know people have been working hard on. Do we have celebrations or milestones today? Nobody sent you. Somebody had a birthday this morning at the 8. Yes, Jim Coulter, that's right. Does anyone else have? Oh, yes, Colette. Come on down. Colette always models good communication.
I'm about to start a long period of traveling. I will be in and out just sporadically, maybe over the next 6 to 9 months. And I just wanted to say one of the things that makes it hard is you all have been a wonderful congregation. It makes me very sad to leave you, and I have had several tears this morning, but I hope to be back. A friend of mine has called this a pilgrimage, so I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to end up. But I thank you so much for being such a welcoming place over the last 3.5 years.
Oh. Well, may we say a prayer with you?
I hope you will.
You're doing that kind of Celtic pilgrimage that I talked about a few weeks ago, where you don't know where the little boat is going to take you, but you are showing such faith and trust, and you've been such a great example of that for us. And you will continue to be, because the relationship is not ending.
No, God willing.
Colette, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and bring you peace. Amen. And for all the celebrations and milestones that might be a part of our congregation, we're turning to page 5. For Jim's birthday and for other things that are happening, we'll say together the prayer of celebrations and milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I see that our trusty usher is in back with welcome bags. If anybody is new or has not yet received one of our welcome bags, please raise your hand so that Jim can come. Oh, here we have a new person up front. Wonderful. We're always so happy to give away our little goodie bags. And we'll have 2 stations for communion, that the same way we've been doing it for quite a while. And, I see other hands raising. This is great. Okay. Wonderful. And some up here. Oh, we need a welcome bag up here too. Ben, if you could bring one more around to the front. Wonderful. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Oh, we go. For feather, fur, for scale and fin, for pine knot twisting, blossoms far, for muscle, sinew, nerve and skin, and every feature set aglow.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
All thanks and praise are yours at all times and in all places, our true and loving God. Through Jesus Christ, your eternal Word, the wisdom from on high, by whom you created all things. You laid the foundation of the world and enclosed the sea when it burst out from the womb. You brought forth all creatures of the earth and gave breath to humankind. Wondrous are you, Holy One of blessing. All you create is a sign of hope for our journey. And so as the morning stars sing your praises, we join the heavenly beings and all creation as we shout with joy.
Thank you.
and honor are yours, creator of all. Your word has never been silent. You called a people to yourself as a light to the nations. You delivered them from bondage and led them to a land of promise. Of your grace, you gave Jesus to be human, to share our life, to proclaim the coming of your holy reign, and to give himself for us, a fragrant offering. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, you have freed us from sin, brought us into your life, reconciled us to you, and restored us to the glory you intend for us. We thank you that on the night before he died for us, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so, remembering all that was done for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection, and ascension, longing for Christ's coming in glory and presenting to you these gifts your earth has formed and human hands have made, we acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be to us the body and blood of your Christ. Grant that we, burning with the Spirit's power, may be a people of hope, justice, and love. Giver of life, draw us together in the body of Christ, and in the fullness of time, gather us with Blessed Martin and all your people into the joy of your true eternal home. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we worship you, our God and Creator, in voices of unending praise. Blessed are you, now and forever. Amen. And first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise. Let us pray.
Diane, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Our prayers go with you.
Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.